dad took his son to the zoo to see the tigers and show him how ferocious they were. Little guy looked scared. Dad, if the tigers got out and ate you, which bus should I take home?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was a child, my mother told me, Sonny, choose your friends as you would your books. Few but good. One of those few but good friends in my life is Gord. He is crazier than a sack of moose horns. When Gord brought home a collie puppy, he hung up this sign, big sign, large letters, warning, guard dog, survivors will be prosecuted. A nicer guy you're unlikely to find. A better looking, wealthier guy, perhaps, but not a nicer one. Gord is one of those rare people who asks you how you're doing, then sticks around for the answer. Don't you love that? He puts his fingers on my faults without rubbing them in. Our friendship was forged around backyard barbecues and late night talks. When he and his wife began their journey through a dark valley, I didn't say much. Didn't know what to say. I just listened. I guess that's what friends do. We know the best vitamin for friendship is B1. Did you get it? B1. Pretty deep stuff. One day, I asked Gord to write out his story of their walk through difficulty. No problem, he said. Then he went home and delegated it to his wife. This is what she wrote. I stood at the finish line of the annual diaper derby with nervous excitement. My husband Gord and 9-month-old baby daughter Annie were at the starting line. The announcer yelled, "Go!" I held out a fistful of Cheerios to entice my daughter down the runway. She had no idea she was in a race, yet Gord was jumping wildly as though this were the Olympics. Just as many Olympic athletes experience hardship and adversity along the road, so had we. 5 years ago, my world collapsed. I was 4.5 months pregnant and anxiously awaiting my first ultrasound. For years, we had longed and prayed for this baby. Horror enveloped me as the doctor told me that our child was dead. Gord and I held each other and wept, the kind of tears that hold pain so deep you don't think you'll ever feel joy again. Believing God is good was much easier before we experienced the death of our unborn child. It's been a long journey to come to the place of truly trusting Him, enough to accept whatever God brings into our lives. With that trust came the desire to pray for a second child. Against the odds, I stood at the finish line, 9 months after a problem-free pregnancy, as Annie pushed herself into a crawling position and headed towards the Cheerios. She left the other diaper derbians in the dust. At the finish line, we gathered up our daughter in an explosion of joy and proudly accepted the miniature golden trophy. The victory symbolized a greater spiritual victory for Gord and me. We didn't stop running the race ourselves, and we allowed God another opportunity to create a life through us. Are we sorry? Not for a moment. Not even a few days later when Annie threw our cordless phone into the bathtub. Gord told me during one of our walks that hardship has a way of forcing you to your knees. He said, "It's amazing how many people we've been able to help because of what we've been through." It's a story I hear time and time again. God delights in turning tragedy into triumph. King David said so in Psalm 30:11-12. "You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing your praises and not be silent." Do we dare to think of our trials as opportunities rather than burdens? A chance to serve more, love more, pray more, worship more, and in the long run, maybe even laugh more. More than we ever would have back when life was a picnic. Trials can break us or they can forge us into the people we were designed to be. If you doubt me, just ask my friends, the reigning diaper derby champs.
Next month marks our fiscal year end here at Laugh Again, a time we plan for the next year of ministry ahead. Our fundraising goal this June is $40,000. Your financial support will help Laugh Again stay on the air and provide all of our Laugh Again resources free of charge to people across the country. To help us reach our goal, call today at 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.